now a word from our sponsors.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Poor Man's Podcast.
Hey guys.
Kia ora.
Hey, how's it going? And before we start this week's episode, I just want to do a quick ad for this week's sponsor, Rectangular Volume. Duncan, do you want to do the Rectangular Volume ad bit?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm actually a user of Rectangular Volume. If you've never heard of Rectangular Volume, here's a little pitch for you. Have you ever wanted to make a website, but you don't know how? I mean, you're not a computer science engineer. I mean, maybe you are, in which case, good for you, but the rest of us aren't.
I am, actually.
Oh, really?
Well, not really.
Okay. But you think you are?
Yeah, I mean, like,
in spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not on the job description.
Yeah, sure.
Description.
Could you make a website, is what I'm saying.
As a user of software, I think I know a thing or two.
Yeah,
about
no,
making
sure.
Software.
Sure, indeed. But could you make a website?
Well, with Rectangular Volume, I could.
Yeah, you absolutely could. So Rectangular Volume makes it easy for you, no matter who you are, to make a website. You drag your content in, it chews it up, spits it out, and then, Google makes money off it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what Rectangular Volume does. And, you know, please check out Rectangular Volume. Go to rectangularvolume.com/poormanspodcast to get no discount, but they will know that it came from us, which is really good for us. So, you know, do that if you want to use their service.
And what about the China issue, Duncan? How does Rectangular Volume get around, like, privacy issues?
In China.
In China.
They don't.
Oh, wow.
If you put anything on the internet, China knows. And Rectangular Volume really leans into that, as a matter of fact. If you access their website while in China, the entire, like, layout changes. The palette goes to the colors of the Chinese flag. And there's, like, a little message that says, you know, President Xi Jinping is wonderful. May he live forever.
I love a company that wears its heart on its sleeve.
You know, or its lack of one, you know.
Yeah. Red, bleeding heart.
Thank you, Rectangular Volume, for your continued support.
Yeah. And so that's a good segue into the introduction of today's episode. But actually, I forgot that we have this week's platinum sponsor, fast food. All right, do you want to give an intro to fast food before we actually get started?
Absolutely. So fast food, you've all heard of it by now, I'm sure. And we've had them on our show for many weeks. Fast food is your meal kit delivery service to make sure that you get food to you fast. Being sent via the mail, it is snail mail, so it is a little bit slow. It's slow fast food. Also, some of it's not really food, like it comes in a cardboard box. And, you know, you can eat the cardboard box, but you might not want to. There's actual better food inside it. You want to make sure that you get into this food quite quickly.
Yeah, fast food is one of those things where they've named it in a way that specifically isn't what it is for like you know, like Blockbuster. You're not busting blocks. No. You're renting movies.
Yeah.
Right? But fast
the
food.
The opposite.
Yeah.
Imagine if they were called Nut Buster. Because they don't do that either.
It's true. I mean, it's equally as inappropriate.
Yeah.
Imagine like just that conversation. It's the mid-90s, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're hanging out at home and your mom's like, "Hey, Timmy, where are you going?" You're like, "Mom, I'm just going to Nut Busters." Okay.
I mean, if we want to go literal, like Facebook as well, they're not a sponsor of our show, but
no.
We wish they were. We want some of their $1 million, you know, money to sponsor us, but they're not a book of faces.
Zuckerberg.
They're really not a book full of faces. You've got
to watch
this one. But fast food, they are what they are they say they are on the tin. They're fast, they're food, and they're sent via snail mail.
But sometimes they're not fast or food.
No.
Is what we've said.
Yeah, you've got to be careful. Sometimes they send you books, in fact. They've started a new library service.
Or Blockbuster videos.
They've started a new video service, a new library service called Fast Books, and it's actually just movies.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
With the subtitles on.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's just black. White. What?
The subtitles or the films?
Well, I mean, thinking about a book. The page is white.
Yeah.
But the...
It's more like a sepia, especially if it's an old book.
Yeah.
What it actually is just like a video of a book and someone sitting there flipping the pages so that you read along like it's subtitles. You just got to imagine the pictures. So fast food. All your fast food now.
Fast food. A better way to food. And before we go to our next segment, I just want to do a quick ad for Swede VPN.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And we spoke about China in one of our earlier ads.
We did.
And, you know, it's not just, I don't want to, you know, rag on China, especially.
Oh yeah, no, you can destroy freedoms all over the world. Yeah, it's not exactly limited to one country.
And I don't want to say China too many times because they pick that up.
Mm-hmm, they do.
But not with Swede VPN.
Not with Swede VPN.
Because what Swede VPN...
The Swedish pick it up.
The Swedes do pick it up, but they're much more liberal about your data.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to use it to oppress you.
Mm-hmm.
They just use it to suppress you. Slightly different.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you've been to Sweden, either of you.
This is actually a question I have for you, Jake.
Yeah.
Swede VPN, they're a new sponsor for us.
That's right.
Are they the people VPN or are they the food VPN?
What do you mean?
Are they the Swede as in a Swedish person or Swede as in... What is a Swede?
What is a Swede?
It's a root vegetable.
Ah.
That's not a Swede?
That's a material.
So, Swede... No, not Swede.
It's not a Swede?
Swede. Rutabaga.
Oh, is that also called a Swede?
They're the same thing, apparently.
Feels like a racist word for it.
Swede.
Rutabaga Ginsburg.
Vegetables.co.nz.
Rutabaga Ginsburg.
Yeah, they're a thing. I'm not sure if that's what the Swede...
No, it's better than Blockbuster.
They're not turnips and they're not beetroot. They're in between.
Yeah, no, they're called rutabagas.
I've never heard of a rutabaga.
That's fascinating. It's one of those things. Yeah. It's like courgette versus zucchini. Or eggplant versus aubergine.
So anyway, is it the vegetable that's making this VPN or is it the person that's making the VPN?
What, the...
The Swede person.
The Swede person.
There's only one in Sweden. We all know this.
Yes.
I mean, we don't even know if it's a Swede making the VPN. It's just the branding.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Doesn't necessarily mean that the servers.
I mean, do you think fast VPN is made by someone who's just real quick?
Yes. They deliver the packets around the internet. They run it.
Yeah. So it's not the sneaker net. It's like the running shoes net.
100%.
Fair enough.
Okay. Well, what about MTVPN?
MTVPN? What does the MT stand for?
Music.
Monkey testicles. I actually, Swede VPN is our sponsor, just to be clear. But I also am a big fan of Disguise My Butt VPN.
Mm-hmm.
It gets the message across. You know what it is. You know why you want it.
No, that's a great way to advertise one company is to also advertise another company.
Well, I'm not saying they provide conflicting services.
They're just not as good.
I don't think Disguise My Butt even works in Sweden.
No.
So.
Yeah, and we broadcast only to Sweden exclusively.
If you're listening to this and you're not in Sweden, you must already be using Swede VPN. They're that good.
They're that good.
Yeah, who they're better than then? I'm going to forget the name. What's the other VPN service?
I Want Porn Now VPN.
I Want Porn Now VPN. See, that is not a quality VPN service.
Nah.
I mean, you know, no shots. If you ever want to sponsor us, we'll totally change our tune on this.
Yeah.
But I Want Porn Now VPN is just a little too on the nose for me.
Yeah. Smut.
It feels like the name of a VPN made up for a joke.
Yeah. And they're not very funny joke.
No. Indeed, possibly the least funny bit of this segment.
if I was listening to that joke, I don't think I would chuckle, but I'd probably like exhale sharply.
Yeah. Especially if you were like listening to it like on the bus. Mm-hmm. We didn't really want people to hear you laughing out loud. You'd be like...
Yeah.
I mean, the real problem with I Want Porn Now VPN is that... What if you don't want porn now? What if you want it in 5 minutes' time?
Yeah.
Like, it's just too good at giving you porn.
You've touched on the fact that everyone wants porn. They just want it at different times.
Different times, yeah.
I think that's one of the few things that is true about all of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
Swede VPN.
It's not porn.
It's Swedes.
Sponsored by Rutabaga Ginsburg.
Anyway, so... to get back to the top of the podcast.
Yeah.
We were going to... Oh, sorry. We have another new sponsor today, don't we?
Yeah, we do. We do. Today's sponsor is actually the East India Trading Company. And you may have heard of the East India Trading Company as the very first company. And they're still around.
Mm-hmm.
If you've been trading in East India, you will know. Well, this is actually a fun fact. It's the East India Trading Company, not because of the... Of East India, but it's, you know, like the West Indies and the East Indies.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the trading between.
The trading between
the
two.
And so, that they're also set up as a company. They're not a non-profit.
No.
They're not the East India trading non-profit.
No, they're a company.
Yeah, 100%.
Set up by Queen Elizabeth I?
Oh,
no.
Earlier. Yeah. Quite a bit earlier, actually.
Queen.
I feel like. Later?
Victoria?
Earlier than Victoria. One of the Georges, I think.
Charles?
I thought it was a woman. It was a queen. It wasn't Queen George.
Hey. Hey, to be clear, happy Pride Month, everyone. We respect your right to be called Queen George if you want to be. I apologize for Jake's ridiculousness on that. But yeah, I know what you might be thinking. East India Trading Company.
Why would they be sponsoring the show?
Yeah, why would they be sponsoring the show? And now that I've put myself on the spot, I'm going to answer that question. I was going to take this in a totally different direction. But East India Trading Company noticed something that they is very near and dear to their hearts, and that's three white guys making money.
Yep.
And
which we're not.
No, what? Not at all. We're not making
we're
money.
Not,
oh,
we're
yeah,
not.
Wait. I forgot that we do this for free.
But not anymore.
But not anymore, because we have sponsors. I know that you, however, listener, might be thinking, you know, East India Trading Company, aren't they, you know, the people who profit off slavery and stealing resources in colonial areas?
And yes, the answer is yes.
Yeah, the answer is yes. East India Trading Company.
No tagline.
Taglines weren't a thing.
Yeah, they? Yeah. They didn't need one. There were no other companies.
They just put it straight in, and then you strained it when it came out of the pot. They didn't have a little...
Yeah, tagline. Nice. Great. And before we move on, I just quickly want to give a shout out to our Ruby sponsor, Ghost Beds.
Ghost Beds.
Ghost Beds.
Now, Ghost Beds are dear to my heart, so I thought I'd do this one. Ari?
What about me?
You sleep.
I do sleep. You're 100% correct.
Are you sleeping right now?
You know it.
And why is that? Because you're lying on a ghost bed.
I am.
Now, can you describe to me what it feels like to lie down on a ghost bed?
Before I talk about what it's like to lie down, I want to talk a bit about how the ghost bed gets delivered to you.
Sure.
You ring up the ghost company, and they say to you, what sort of bed would you like? And you say, I'd like one of your patented ghost beds, please. And they send it to you.
They do not have a website, to be clear. You have to call them and ask for it, provide your address over the phone. That is there's a feature.
Sometimes they use fast food as the delivery service.
This is when fast food is not fast, nor food is a bed, a ghost bed, in fact.
Yeah, and they're not delivering blockbusters, they're delivering Ghostbusters.
Ghost, yes.
You correct my joke, Duncan?
Yeah, well, I didn't realize it was a joke until way too late.
Ghost beds. So
yeah, so they send the ghost bed to you, and they package it up real nice and tight in one of these nice fast food cardboard boxes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they send it through to you, and basically you just kind of carry it just in one hand, you know, two hands if you're a little bit on the weaker side.
Mm-hmm.
You just carry it up. You put it on your regular old bed, so don't throw that old one out. A lot of people make that mistake. Mm-hmm. You've got to have the bed already
there.
This
is a bed augmentation rather than like an entirely new...
Yeah, it kind of just sits on top of it. Just to, you know, you get the double comfort of your old crappy bed and the nice new ghost bed.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, you get to lie down on this nice soft mattress.
So comfortable. In fact, honestly, when I first did it, I couldn't believe there was a bed there.
It kind of felt familiar, like it was my old bed.
Yeah, you get that reminiscing to, like, better days.
Yeah, back when the old bed still had a few, you know, more springs in it, it was a little bit more puffier. But, you know, it just had this extra something on it. Mm-hmm.
My favorite moment was when I opened the box. And you know how they, like, roll it up before they put it in the box? Mm. You open the box and you look in there, there's just nothing in there. That's my favorite bit of opening a ghost bed.
It kind of just, like, springs out and it's done.
Yeah, and it's already in the bed.
Yeah, really. You don't have to do very much.
Mm-hmm. You know, they actually come with a 100-night guarantee that if you see a bed, that you can send it to them and they'll take it back. I mean, they won't reimburse you, but they will take the bed back if you don't want it.
Yeah, that's a good point, Duncan. It reminds me that ghost beds are actually made out of old, disused beds.
Really?
They recycle the dead beds.
So they're really good for the planet.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're actually an environmentally conscious company.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Ghost beds. It's like sleeping on nothing at all. Now, before we end tonight, I just want to talk about our very last sponsor, Siege Shade Myth, the new mobile game.
Mm.
Duncan, do you want to...
Absolutely. So we're actually going to be reenacting a couple of characters from the game really quick. I will be playing, of course, the part of Thrag, the barbarian orc. My friend Jake here will be Silva, the elven princess. And Ari will be playing the dwarven mage Grumbar.
The Impaler.
Grumbar the Impaler, who is a mage.
Pales him with his magic.
Yep. And so, yeah, here we go. I hope you guys enjoy this. Play, what's the name of the fucking thing again?
Seed Shade Myth.
Play Seed Shade Myth.
Pew! Pew! Gah! Nani?
What was Jake's name again?
Silver.
Silver, come here, you dainty mistress.
All right, and listeners, you can't see this, but Jake and Ari are now passionately making out on the floor.
And we're leveling up, too.
What did I name it again?
Seed Shade Myth.
Play Seed Shade Myth now. Available on all major app stores.
I quite enjoyed that ad, boys. I must say that you lose the visual appeal of Jake in his skimpy outfit, and like, you know, you sort of think that you're whatever my name was, the Impaler. You know,
Grimbar
the Impaler. You sort of think I'm, you know, you as you play the game, you're Grimbar the Impaler. You get to make out with the scantily clad person, and
well, that's what the ads would make you think. Yeah,
you really hope so, and then you get to level up
on your ghost bed.
On your ghost bed.
All that ectoplasm.
All over the place.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Edit it out then.
So that wraps the episode.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And before we go, thank you to all our sponsors, but most especially thank you to our platinum sponsor, the letter P.
Tonight's episode of Poor Man's Podcast is brought to you by... the letter P, as well as the number 4.
Now, Elmo, can you tell me what's so special about the letter P and the number 4?
The letter P is the beginning of many very important words.
Yep. Name 3, Elmo.
Podcast.
That's what we are.
Poor.
Also what we are.
Penis.
Oh. Okay, Elmo.
That's, I mean, I wouldn't say it's an important word. Goodbye, Elmo.
Elmo loves you.
That's, yeah. You said the word penis, that kind of takes on a different meaning.
What a miss, guys.
Yeah, Elmo just kind of interrupted the podcast. But
we're all out of time.
I'm
sorry we couldn't get to the good stuff in this podcast.
Yeah, yeah, we'll get back to finish off what we were talking about next time.
Indeed.
But,
I'm really keen to hear what you were building toward with that one.
Yeah. Yeah, but thank you, capitalism. You keep us afloat, even though we make no money off of any of these. But if you run a business and you want to advertise it...
we'll pay you to advertise it.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll pay you, and you can do your own advertising, and we'll just do our own thing.
Great.
Perfect.
Thanks, Ari. Thanks, Uncle.
Thanks, Jake. Thanks, Ari.
And thank you again to Rectangular Volume, Fast Food, Sweet VPN, the East End Trading Company, Ghostbed, Seed Shade Myth, the letter P, and Disguise My Butt VPN, and Rutabaga Ginsburg. Thank you very much. Good night.